Here's one example of how badly strained Florida's hospitals are. Last week, a patient was flown from Florida to Connecticut to get a treatment called ECMO, a bypass machine for the heart and lungs. WMFE's health reporter Abe Abaraya brings us this story, which starts with a family in Central Florida.
Glenn Gote is a 32-year-old registered nurse who works at the Osceola County Jail. The father of three is in the intensive care unit at Osceola Regional Medical Center, where a machine has been breathing for him since July 31st.
So I'll share with you the last text I got from Glenn just to show you, like, his character when he was about to get intubated.
That is Chanel Garrell. She and Glenn co-parent their 7-year-old daughter together.
It's hard to make out. It's like a kid typing. But it says, "Can you please make sure that Nally teacher likes her?" So
Chanel tears up.
Yeah. He even on about to get intubated, he was caring about her.
When things got really bad for Glenn, doctors talked about putting him on ECMO, extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. It's a machine that pumps blood out of your body, oxygenates it, and pumps it back in. It acts as an artificial heart and lungs to buy patients more time. But Chanel and her stepmother, Tina Cugo-Garrell, said they couldn't find a center that would take him.
So we were calling all over at different hospitals, Pensacola,
everywhere,
Gainesville, Mayo, all of them.
Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Kentucky.
Probably called over 50 places.
COVID-19, and especially the Delta variant, are making younger patients sicker. More of these patients are candidates for ECMO because they are so young. But there aren't enough adult ECMO beds in Florida to meet the demand. Dr. Yu Lee Cho is the director of the Florida Department of Health in Pinellas County on Florida's West Coast. He spoke to the county commission last week.
What I also heard this morning is that we are now out of adult ECMO capacity in the Tampa Bay region. And what an ECMO is, it's a cardiopulmonary bypass for severely damaged lungs. So there's no capacity for this at that time.
Christine Stead is the CEO of ELSO, an umbrella organization that tracks data on ECMO centers worldwide. According to their COVID-19 map, there are currently 379 patients on ECMO nationwide. It's an extremely specialized treatment that isn't offered at every hospital.
Patients have been transported a lot of miles to get access to ECMO care. So I think there was one recently in Florida that went up to Connecticut for care where there's capacity right now.
Her organization set up exchanges so ECMO centers can loan each other equipment. They're also trying to figure out why the death rate of COVID-19 patients on ECMO has recently increased to about 48%.
That can be a variety of things, including patient selection, et cetera. So, and that varies too, depending on where you are and what kind of resources you have. Some hospitals, once you get really busy, they have to make different kinds of decisions.
For Glenn Gote, he is still in the ICU with a tracheostomy. A machine is still breathing for him, but now the breathing tube goes through a hole in his neck. Gote was not fully vaccinated against COVID-19. His family says he got the first dose of the vaccine about a week before he got sick. Chanel says that on the day Glenn told her he had tested positive for COVID-19, she went and got vaccinated herself.
Oh, I mean, learning from all this, get vaccinated. Also, get your affairs in order, because if you don't have insurance, if you don't have a healthcare proxy, yeah, I mean, everything is just, you have really have to get everything in order, even if you are young, because you don't know what could happen to you tomorrow.
Glenn Gote does not have health insurance, so the family is trying to raise money for his care on GoFundMe. Abe Abaraya, WMFE News.